word of encouragement. All right. Before I begin, I want to start off with a little prayer. Lord Jesus, once again, O Heavenly Father, we come to you to say thank you for the opportunity to come in your house and praise and worship you. We are going through some things right now with this pandemic. People losing their job, people fearing this, people losing their houses. But you said that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. You are always there with us in the midst of it all, in the good times and the bad times. We just have to maintain the faith in your plan, not our plan. We have to be patient in your plan, not our plan. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And the church said, amen. All right. Today's message is about strong faith. Strong faith. Not weak faith. Not temporary faith. Not part-time faith. Strong faith. I'm going to start off with this little story. It's out of the Bible, and I don't know it word for word, but the picture I paint for you, you will see what I'm talking about. There's a young lady walking through the woods with her child, picking up little sticks to go home to fix her last meal and then die. But she runs across this prophet who tells her, no, what I want you to do is go home, fix the meal, but bring me something to eat first, then feed your family. Now, before I go any further, if that was me coming to your house saying, hey, I want you to fix your last meal before you die, but feed me first, what's coming out your mouth? I gotta go. But you gotta trust God's word. She thought the same thing. Why am I taking my last to feed you first, then me and my child? No, but she had strong faith. She went home and did just that and brought the meal back to the prophet. But at the same time, her cupboards were filled because the prophet said, your cupboards will not go empty until God comes home. But guess what? When God comes home, her cupboards go empty. She don't need that stuff no more. God's there. So if God's speaking to you through your heart to do something, there's a reason that, like, for instance, watch this. I've heard it numerous times. Daphne, for example, she'll call my wife and say, hey, you were on my mind, so I'm calling to check on you. See how that worked? That's God putting that in her, saying call her and check on her. See, when messages come to you from God, you got to hear them. But you got to take the time to sit back and hear God speak clearly. You can't be sitting there with all these other things going on in your head with this anxiousness, all this confusion that we got going on. Because then when God's word comes, it gets tangled up in the webs. And then you don't hear all the words. You only hear bits and pieces. So don't be part-time. Be all the time. Strong faith. Therefore, and y'all know I need these things because Uncle Sam got the first 20 out of me. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Matthew 6:34. Each day has trouble of its own. God's love is sufficient for you for one day at a time. Don't worry about tomorrow, the next day, the next week. Have faith in God right here, in this day. Let's get through this day. No fear. You need me every moment of your life. Your awareness of your constant need for me is your greatest strength. Every moment of my life, I need him. Me standing here talking to you. I ask, hey, God, come with me. I can't go by myself. You know I get nervous in front of these people, and they like family to me, but I still get nervous when I come up here. When I walk out that door and get in that car to go home, I need God to guide that wheel so I can get home safely to my family. When I'm at work and I'm around the stuff with this pandemic going on, I need you, God. When I'm depressed, I need you, God. You need God in every moment of your life, but you must maintain strong faith in his plan, not your plan. Now watch this. Sometime back in the day when my grandparents, my mom and all them, they used to talk about church, and they go to someone's house or they sit in a church or they go to a little special spot and they go there and they talk about church all the time. And it's like this, the word gets put out. But these days, these kids use these devices to talk. And I've seen it before. She might say something. My daughter and her cousins and some friends came to my house. They're all sitting around, and it's just quiet. But y'all don't realize, they are having a full-blown conversation through these devices. Full-blown. And all of a sudden, I hear somebody start laughing, and then I'm like, nothing was said. The whole time, they were looking at these devices. They're texting in back and forth, TikTok, instant message, Facebook, just full-blown conversations, but nothing was said. But that's how they're communicating these days. And if you look here, watch this. This is how the kids talk to him. Hey, God, I'm losing faith because of this pandemic. With the way things are going, I don't know how I'm going to see it through. What do I do? God said, don't give up, okay? Don't give up. One more step, and when you can hear my voice, and when you can't hear my voice, trust my plan. God is talking to you all the time. But are you listening? Are you hearing him? Are you sitting still long enough to hear him? Because you can come to God in prayer and say, God, I come to you in prayer about this going on in my life. And then all of a sudden the kid's crying, or I got to go cook, or I got to go do this, or I got to go to work. God sent his message to where you was at. You missed the message because you left. You wasn't patient enough to sit still and hear him say what he had to say to you. So don't quit. Just take one more step. And when you can't hear my voice, trust my plan, not your plan. Not Chad's plan, not Heather's plan, not the pastor's plan, not Miss Tracy's plan. Trust God's plan. Keep walking with me along the path I have chosen for you. Not George, not the pastor's wife, the path I have chosen for you, Miss Liz, or Miss Tracy, or Ron, Tammy, Rochelle, the wife. You know, it's a path. It's your design path for you. Keep walking in the path I have chosen for you. Because you go over here and you see, oh, George got a house. George got this. Y'all don't know what George prayed for and worked for to get that. Oh, this person don't have nothing. Oh, I'm better than them. Wrong. That's their path. They're going through that for a reason. That's to teach them to remember where you came from to where you're going. Because his promise is what's here has nothing to do with what's promised to you up there. So don't worry about what's going on here on this earth. Stay faithful in God's plan, not your plan. Strong faith. Strong faith. Worry ends when faith in God begins. Worry ends in faith when God begins. See, once you give it to God, what you worried about it for? It's over with. It's taken care of. Sometime we'll go there and it's like this. For instance, I'll give you an example. I go out, I eat, I gain a little weight. I go out, I eat, I gain a little weight. I don't do nothing. I'm just eating and having a good time. All of a sudden, I got all this weight on me. And I go all of a sudden, I say, I'm going on a diet. Next thing you know, I'm on this diet. And one day later, I'm still big as a house. I don't understand it. But the point is, it took me time to put that weight on. It's going to take me time to get it off. You took the time to create that problem because you wasn't following God's plan. You were following your plan, and now you want it fixed overnight. You have to be patient in what God wants. God is going to fix it for you, but you got to be patient in his plan, not your plan. Worry ends when faith in God begins. If I give it to him, I'm done with it. Why worry about it? Because if you take it back to the house with you or you take it out this door, guess what? You never gave it to him. You were like they called the Indian giver. You took it back. So it's still yours. How can I work on the problem if you're still going to hold on to it yourself? Psalms 121, verses 1 and 2. Look to the hills. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. When you are going through it, remember, not your plan, his plan. Look to the hills. God is constantly looking over his sheep. We talked about this, remember? If he got 100 sheep and 99 of them are doing great and one is lost, he ain't lost his folks in the 99, but he's going to find you, that one that's having some problems. And he's going to fix it. But you have to be patient in his plan, not your plan. Because remember, you had a choice to follow the spirit or the flesh. And if you chose the flesh, you created the problem. Because if you were following his plan, you wouldn't be in that situation. God's plan is the best plan. Oh, watch this. Oh, this is a good one. Shine your light at all times. You are representing the Lord. When I come into church and the pastor's here, everybody's amen, hallelujah, thank God, praise God, singing all kinds of things. But when you walk out that door, the stuff y'all do, guess what? It ain't got nothing to do with God. You forgot everything he was just telling you. All the time. When you go home, you're in the church or you're at home, you're at school, you're at work, you're out in public. Just like your kids, they're watching you. How does she call herself the child of God and she's doing this? How does he say he's the child of God and look what he's doing? I wonder, does his wife know about that? I wonder if her husband know about that. Oh, look at that. That child right there representing, oh my God. They say honor thy father and mother, right? But you got some kids out here, they dishonor their parents left and right. They don't see it. But when they're in a position, they want their respect, but they don't want to give it. Church, home, school, work. My mom always used to say, do as I say, not as I do. As a child, I had to listen to that. But at the same time, when God says, do as I say, he wants you to do as he do as well. My mom would say, hey, be in before dark. But she comes in after dark. I mean, she had to go to work and everything because, you know, single parent works for kids. It's understandable. But at the same time, I'm trying to get a message across that it's not about do as I say, not as I do. God's plan is the best plan. Strong faith. Watch this. Psalms 119, 81, and 82. It's not up here. My soul faints with longing for your salvation, but I have put my hope in your word. My eyes fail looking for your promise, God's promise. And I say, when will you comfort me? Once again, it's God's plan, not your plan. Now you coming to God talking about, hey, God, what about me? You've already blessed Miss Liz. You blessed Tracy. You blessed Chaz. You blessed Heather. When am I going to get mine? No, remember, you're on that path for a reason. He put you on that path. Your blessing is coming. You just got to stay faithful in his plan, not your timing. Just be patient. My soul faints for the longing of your salvation, but let me get these back on here. But I have put my hope in your word. I'm putting my hope in God's word, but my eyes are failing me looking for the promise. I say, when will you comfort me? And this is what he said. Watch this. Make sure you test positive for faith. Keep your distance from doubt and isolate yourself from fear. Trust in God through it all. Make sure you test positive for faith. Isn't that, how does that work? Right now we're going through a pandemic, right? You don't want to test positive for that, but you want to test positive for faith. Strong faith in God's plan, not your plan. And keep your distance from doubt. God don't want you to fear nothing. It looks like he's not in control of this, but trust me, he's in control of all of this. We're going through this for a reason. Trust in God's plan through it all. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth will give away and the mountains will fall into the heart of the sea. See, what's going to happen is you're going to see some things, and it looked like the earth is giving away with this pandemic. It looked like mountains may be falling into the sea. But I don't care what's going on around me. I'm still focused on the Lord. No matter what's going on here, your focus should be on him. Remember Peter in the boat? God walked on water. He told him to come on out there. Well, as long as he was focused on God, what was he doing? He was walking on water. But when that wind came in, he lost focus. And what happened? He had fear. He ain't put you here for fear. He put you here to praise and worship him. His plan is the best plan, but you must maintain strong faith. Strong faith. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. See, back in the day, I grew up in the hood. I had a single parent, and I had grandparents who stood in the gap for me. I didn't have a whole lot, but there was food on the table. It wasn't T-bone steak and potatoes and all that, but I had food on the table. So I was still being blessed. I didn't have what I wanted, but I had what I need. At the same time, when things get better, I'm still praising God because guess what? Things got better. Y'all, well, some of y'all might know, I was that trouble child. But God kept talking to me and people kept praying for me. So now I'm standing in front of you. I'm not perfect, but I'm standing in front of you to tell you, I love God because he has been there for me through it all. Now I am here for him 100%. Strong faith in God and his plan. So when you don't have a whole lot, thank God. When you're going through something at work and someone is testing you, thank God because it's for a reason. He wants you to step out of your fear of saying something, either praying for that person to pray for him, or at the same time, have faith in him that he's going to fix it. In the prayer, he talks about, forgive us and our debtors, right? So at the same time, give it to God, let God handle it. Now, granted, if someone, how they say it, if you hit this cheek right here, you're supposed to turn the other cheek. But we find that hard to do here in the spirit. I mean, in the flesh, but in the spirit, you got to let God handle your battles for you. Don't worry about it. It's going to be taken care of because think about it. I've had opportunities, well, I ain't gonna say opportunities, where I was at work and the environment I was in, it was a toxic environment, but I gave it to God and it was fixed because not only did I just keep doing my job, the people in charge saw it was me making it happen, not the person in charge making it happen. So he had to go. Because here it is, there's 29 people in this platoon, and the platoon's failing. Is it because of the one person in charge or the 29 that's doing the right thing? It was the 29 doing the right thing. So the common denominator was get rid of the bad apple and put something good in there, and now you got 30 good things going on in one spot. Strong faith in God's plan, which is the spirit, not the flesh. Not the flesh. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Philippians 4, 12 and 13. I forgot to give y'all that part. Now watch this. I'm going to give you a quote. Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. That came out of God's word. Y'all remember the book of Job? Those are his words. When the devil came, he took his wealth, took his houses, killed his kids, everything. Not one time did he curse God. He said, praise God. Strong faith. That's where we got to be at. He's giving you examples in the Bible. Hey, strong faith. You got to maintain strong faith no matter what you are going through in this world. Faith is trusting God even when you don't even understand his plan. Even when you don't understand his plan. Y'all know I am a mama's boy because I don't know who my dad is. But my mom raised me. So when God called her home, I was lost. I lost my faith temporarily because I'm like, that's my rock. That's my mama. She's gone. But then I had to think about it. Yeah, I'm hurt. But at the same time, I say, hey, look, it's God's plan. I got to go, okay, God called her home because he know mom's going to come home, get everything ready for when I come home. My room is already waiting on me because she's already got it prepared. My brother's room, my sister's room, it's already done. So it's for a good cause. It hurts now because I'm down here and still in the flesh. But if I stay in the spirit, it's God's plan, not my plan. So even when you don't understand his plan, it's his plan. Trust God through it all. Okay, now I'm going to go to Romans 4, 20 and 2. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. If God promises he's going to do it, guess what? It's done. If George promises it's going to be done, hey, things happen here on earth. Hey, I'm going to come by, I'm going to do this, I'm going to cut your yard, I'm going to come by and fix this. All of a sudden my job calls, I got to go to work. So my promise just changed because of here on earth, I had to go to work. God's word in this book right here hadn't changed not one time. Not one time. All these years. So it's not going to change. It didn't change from when your grandparents was here or your parents or while you're here. Even when your kids come up and start reading this book. Not one word is going to change. It's his word, not their word. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. But watch this. See where it says it was credited to him as righteousness? The word it was credited to him were written not for him alone, but for us to whom God will credit righteousness. Faithful in God's plan, you will be credited with righteousness as well. Same time when you go out there, oh, I want to go get a house. But I go in there, the bank's looking at me, what's your credit score look like? My credit score, good. Okay, let's find out. Your credit score ain't as good as you thought it was. Well, hang on, give me a second. Lord, I don't know what's going on, but there's got to be a glitch in there somewhere. So I'm praying to God. I go back, you might want to check that again. You sure you got the right name, right social? Oh, Mr. Parson, I'm sorry. You're good to go. But the point is, I shouldn't have to go through that. Credited to him as righteousness. The word it was credited to him were written not for him alone, but for us. For you, to whom God will credit righteousness, strong faith in his plan, not your plan. Patience in hope, patience in yourself is hope that it's going to get better. I got to have patience in myself because sometimes it's like with my wife. She'll ask me to do something and I'll say, okay, I got it. But guess what? Where's the problem at? She wanted it done right then. I got other things to do right now, so I'm going to do it a little later. There's no patience there. It's going to get done, but not in her time. Patience in others is love. Like, for instance, I got someone that works with me. They're taking care of their grandmother, but at the same time, they have to come to work. But sometime in the morning when they get up and they try to feed her breakfast or to get her together to come to work, the grandmother is going through some things where, oh, I just want to lay down here. I don't want to go to work. But she has to come to work. Oh, I'm not hungry right now. Oh, come on, brush your teeth. Come on, let me wash you up. Let me get you dressed. Now she's running late. But the grandmother's, she has to have patience in love because of the others. Because she's elderly and she's going through some things, but the grandchild is still doing what she needs to do to take care of her grandmother. So patience in others is love. Patience in God is faith. Patience in God is faith. Watch this. I'm getting ready to go apply for a job. And I'm applying for the job, and the young lady tells me, oh, we don't have full-time. We got part-time. Part-time. Well, I got to take what I can get. But when I'm in a part-time job, I'm not getting full benefits. I'm not getting everything. So if you're in God's word part-time, you're not getting it all. You have to be strong in faith and get God's word all the time, full-time. Trust in God through it all and know that you need him in every moment of your life. Full-time, not part-time. Full-time, not part-time. Patient with God is faith, strong faith. Oh, my God, watch this right here. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Psalms 121 and 3. He doesn't sleep. He's always on the job, day or night. He split the thing into, oh, let's give you 12 hours a day, 12 hours a night. Some people break it down to 8, 8, and 8, you know. Look, 8 for work, 8 for God, 8 for rest. But the point is, it's still the same 24 hours. But he split it day and night. Remember, God's plan, God is sufficient for you for one day at a time. Stop worrying about tomorrow. Let's handle the problem we got today with our faith in God now. Because he's not asleep. He's not going to let your foot slip. It may seem like, God, I don't know. You sure you're here? Trust me. God's going to go before you or stand beside you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He is always there with you. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. See, it's like this. When I wasn't in God's shade, in his armrest, huddling and cuddling in the midst of God, I was doing all kind of crazy things, stupid things. And I knew better because I had a praying grandmother, grandfather, mother, other people praying for me. But I was still doing stupid, young and dumb. But I got it now. I understand it. But now that I'm in the midst of him, hallelujah, I'm singing this song, God, I love you. Oh, one day at a time, sweet Jesus. It's all about God, 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 God. But as long as I'm in his midst, I have faith in whatever's going on around me. Because I know, and you should know, that you are in the midst of God, especially in here. Especially out there, no matter where you go, you are in the midst of God as long as God is in your heart right here. Open it up. Clean it out and put him in there. Make some room for him. And remember, not part-time, all the time. And watch the things that change in your life. I don't want to sit here and boast about things that happen in my life, but trust me, I'm trying it. And it's working in my favor. God's favor is in my favor because I'm doing what I'm supposed to do to praise and worship God. Try it. Everything I put out in here, you ain't got to listen to a word of it. You ain't got to take none of it. But at the same time, read it for yourself. His word's not going to change. Strong faith in God's plan. Because think about it. Watch this. I was a contractor with FedEx. I own my own business. And next thing you know, the devil came in and said, hey, look, if you don't have 5 trucks with 5 people and this and this and this and this, you no longer have a business. There's no grandfather clause. So I'm thinking, oh, it's over with. I'm about to lose my house. I'm about to lose my cars. I'm about to lose everything I work for because now what I own and work for, my pay is about to be cut. Now I'm sitting thinking, how do I fix this? Hey, Me and the wife sat down, we talked about it. We gave it to God, we left it alone. To this day, 5 years later, well, 4.5 years later, I'm still in the same house. Bills still paid. Food on the table. I'm giving it to God, period. I'm not worried about it no more. You shouldn't worry about it. You should maintain strong faith in God's plan, not your plan. All right. The sun will not harm you by day or moon, nor by the moon by night. See what it said? I talked about this earlier. Day and night, he doesn't sleep. So while you're sleeping, God's still working on your plan. While you're awake, God's working on your plan. But the point is, when you sleep, did you pray to God before you went to sleep? Did you thank him for waking you up the next morning when you open your eyes? Because every morning God prays and open your eyes, he's giving you another opportunity to praise and worship him, to show him how faithful you are to him and not your plan. Don't get up there and say, oh, I woke up on my own. Because trust me, that alarm clock's going to go off one night and you're going to still be laying there wishing you can open your eyes. It's not about you. It's about him. Give it all to God. Remember, not part-time, full-time. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. During the day, during the night, during the good times, during the bad times. When you're depressed, we all go through it. I'm guilty of it, but at the same time, I got to shake that off and give it to God. I got to get out of that flesh and get back in the spirit because he's going to fix it. It may not happen. How the song says? Trouble doesn't last always. The sun will come out tomorrow. Just think about this. You got into a situation, I got into a situation, and I'm like, okay, trouble don't last always. When I wake up in the morning, my troubles are fixed. It don't work that way. Your troubles, they're going to be fixed because he made that promise. But at the same time, keep in mind, it may be 2 days from now. It may be a week from now. It may even be a year from now. But your faith in his plan and not your plan, it will be fixed. God's plan, strong faith, not that temporary faith now, not that part-time. Strong faith like Job. Strong faith. I rejoice with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Hey, let us go to the house. He happy. Because look, you guys are here in his house. He's smiling. Now you got some because of health conditions and worries of the pandemic. They're watching on Zoom. But they are here just as well. Just as well, strong faith. Because guess what? When I'm at home and watching on Zoom because of my wife's health conditions, I'm just involved as you. Because I could be at home and not turn it on and get away from God. But I want to be in God's presence at all times. Trust me, it's a wonderful feeling to be in the presence of the Lord at all times. It is a wonderful feeling. Strong faith. Keep walking with me along the path I have chosen for you. Not George, not Heather, not Liz. The path I have chosen for you. You're on that path for a reason. We all got the same common goal to reach heaven. But when I go, it looks like I got it easy. But you wasn't there at the nights when I was going through it. You don't know my troubles. You don't know what I've been through. Just like I don't know what you've been through. You may get here and there's a detour. Oh, there's no job here. Do you quit? No. Step to the left. Get out of that detour, that barricade, and keep going. God's got you on a path for a reason. Keep walking with me along the path I have chosen for you. Don't worry about tomorrow. There's enough things going on today. God's only put you here to hear for today. His love for you is sufficient for one day at a time. One day at a time. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about next week. Just focus on today. In God's plan, in the spirit, not in your plan in the flesh. Stop worrying long enough to hear his voice. Stop worrying long enough to hear God's voice. Because trust me, he's talking to you all the time. You may be sitting somewhere in your car, or you may be at church, or you may be at school, or you may be somewhere and God's talking to you and you don't even hear him. Because guess what? You're looking for this bright light to come out the sky and whisper some words in your ear so you say, oh, God, talk to me. What if he sent Heather to tell you something? Did you hear what she was saying? It came from God. She didn't out of the blue for herself. He put that on her heart to come to you to tell you, hey, do it this way. Or I'm here for you. I have not forgotten you. I sent my child Heather to come talk to you. That's for a reason. You're in this thing for reasons. Don't be scared to spread God's word. Have faith in everything you do, because think about this. That one time I'm sitting there, I'm going through something. Well, I'm at work. I walk up, the lady's crying and everything. So I'm like, hey, how you doing? Don't worry about that. Life's going to get better. God loves you. She signed for a package. I'm walking the door. She come running out. Hey, thank you. I needed that. I need to be reminded that God loves me. You don't know what someone's going through. Strong faith in God's words being spread by God's messengers, God's soldiers, those are you. You're the soldier of God's word. Don't be scared to spread that word, spread that love, that joy, because trust me, they're watching you. Everything you do, if you walk in those doors and they see you a church member, are you talking about God here? But then all of a sudden you're in the club, or you're at church, or you're at, not church, the bad example. You're at work, and they see a different side of you. Or you had a little party. Or they see a total different side of you. That's not God. Oh, she's part-time. Or he's part-time. He's only in it when he's in the pastor's eyes, or when he's in the church, or when he's around church members. He or she is like, they're all about God. But when no one's around, and it's just you, and peace, quiet, and silence, are you still saying, thank you, Jesus? Because I do it all the time. Thank you. I cut my grass the other day. Guess what I said? Thank you, Jesus. I was sweating. I was tired. I came off work. But guess what? I had the strength to do it because of him. It could have been totally different. I could have been having to pay somebody to do it because I couldn't do it. I cut my own grass. Or, you know what I'm saying? I went to work. When I wake up in the morning, trust me, Uncle Sam took a good 20 out of me. But I still wake up every morning and go to work. Now, it ain't the fastest jump out of that bed, thank God, and go to work. But at the same time, I get up and I go to work. And I thank God for everything I'm going through, whether it be happy times, joyous, bad, sad, depressed, whatever I'm going through. If you're going through it, guess what? I'm going to pray for you too. If you bring me the devil's word, guess what? I'm going to pray for you too. Because I need the devil to leave my spirit and stay away from me. And I'm going to pray for him to leave your spirit as well. Strong faith in God's word. God said, let me help you through this day. He ain't say nothing about tomorrow. He ain't say nothing about next week. He ain't say nothing about a year from now. He said, we're going to do this one day at a time. My love is sufficient to take care of you one day at a time. That's all you need to worry about. No fear, no nothing. Just like the song says, one day at a time, sweet Jesus. You see what I'm saying? I can't sing. I'm sorry for messing y'all ears up. But at the same time, God loves you. God loves you. And for you at home, God loves you just as much as he loved the ones that are sitting in this church right now. He has not forgotten you. Lord, oh, Heavenly Father, bless the words that came out of my mouth that were for you, from you, not me. Bless the ones that hear it so they hear what you had to say, not what George had to say. So bless the hearer of the words and the words that have been said, Lord. And as we leave this place, Lord, bless us with all that's going on around with this pandemic, Lord, that we will be able to come back into the house and praise and worship you. At the same time, you're going to fix this as long as we stay faithful in your plan, not our plan. In Jesus' name, and the church said, amen. Amen.